Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Diners and Donuts! D&D! So good you'll go nuts! D&D! And now you know! D&D! With the Courtney and Company Show!
Good morning and welcome to stop number one on the Diner and Donut Tour 2019!
It is a good morning.
Don't you love being outside, too?
Yeah.
It's nice.
I panicked and I didn't send it to anybody. Because, you know, yesterday we learned I'm the what?
Oh, yeah, the bummer train.
The Bad News Express.
That's it.
Chugga chugga.
Sort of like bummer train.
I do, too. We could make a song by Soul Asylum out of that.
Oh, yeah. And starting at like 9 o'clock last night through all through the morning show, it was like storms, like 70% chance. And I almost sent the
like you were going
to screenshot
jinx
to you guys?
Us?
But I was like, I'm not. Everything's going to be fine.
Good job, Bummer Train. Good job
morning.
Holding off. We've got Lance here. We got Jen here. Kevin, the intern.
Hello.
And Tim Convey, who's lives the closest to the donut drive-in on Chippewa, not yet here, and his fans are waiting.
Yeah.
We've got Angie and Evan and Karen and Melissa. They all stopped by just to see the sweet spot. I don't know if that's true. I'm just making him feel bad because I know he's driving fast right now.
Oh, furiously. Yep. He's sweating right now.
But we're excited about today. We're going to have a fun show, and we're hanging out outside at a legendary donut stop, the Donut Drive-In in South City, and it's right off of Chippewa, and it's just, you took a really cool picture. You'll put it on Instagram.
Yeah,
was coming up.
I stood out on the road and took a picture because it just looks cool in the dark.
We're so old school. Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, here he is.
Hey!
So we have a lot of stuff planned today. Lots of great schmig stories, tons of food stories, including tomorrow being National Friday, I believe. Even though shouldn't it be today?
It should be
on a Friday.
Maybe today is Friday. I don't know.
Maybe they talked about tomorrow yesterday. Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. We're also going to do a little Bona Fide or Bogus this morning. We've got Looking for Love in the Lou with Lance Hildebrand and so much more. But the main thing is we want you to stop by our first stop of the Diner and Donut Tour at the Donut Drive-In. We have t-shirts to give away while supplies last, and everybody's modeling them this morning except for me. I like to be a rule breaker, and I didn't realize that we were all going to be wearing them.
I don't think we talked about it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. They passed them out, so I thought it was
supposed to be done.
I didn't want to be the only one.
Well,
but you're the star, so now everyone knows when they show up who's Courtney.
That's me. I'm not the star. Jen is going on a trip. We'll talk about her trip and the excitement that is following her there.
Yeah.
So lots to get to this morning, but first let's talk about that weather that Jen mentioned earlier.
It's not happening, the rain, but it is going to be a hot day, not as hot as this weekend. We're going to be in the 80s today. Hot, humid, and a high in the low 90s to mid 90s for Saturday and Sunday. But today's high, 88. And Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Yes.
Okay. Lance Hildebrand with traffic, and actually, it's already a tough morning because of a fatality on the road. So Lance is going to keep everybody updated throughout the morning.
But the news is a little better. What Jen's talking about is a crash that happened about 1-ish this morning, 70 westbound out by Union. They had the highway blocked to investigate that and do
music mix, Sugar Ray every morning. Little 90s throwback for you. Speaking of the 90s, we have Hootie and Bare Naked Ladies in town tomorrow night.
I'm going.
You are?
I think so.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Dude, you sounded real definitive. I'm going.
Does the venue know you're going?
Yes.
Like, have you gotten the ticket?
I'm doing the lawn thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, and you're going to have good weather for that 90s for tomorrow. And beautiful weather this morning as we're out at Donut Drive-In, the first stop on our Diner and Donut Tour, sponsored by American Eagle Credit Union. So thanks to them for sponsoring this again for a second summer.
Yeah, and I, you don't know each stop if there's going to be a lot of people, but from the get-go, we've given out a lot of t-shirts already. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling you that if you're planning on coming by at 9, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Right. We're going through a lot of shirts here because we want everybody to have a shirt that's a listener of the show. Now, if you don't listen, you can't have a shirt. That's just the way it goes. All right. So Jen had a long, tough week this week because, she had a 3-day work week this week, and now she has to leave again for vacation.
I count today as a half day, really.
It really is, because you didn't have to go into the building or anything.
Right.
But Jen is facing some weather problems.
Is that right?
Why Copacabana?
Tropical Storm Barry, Jen, is heading your way, and...
Oh, I know. I'm well aware.
Jen doesn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen knows all the stuff because she's the bummer train.
Yeah, I was the one that texted everybody at the beginning of the week, and I was like, did you hear that we have a tropical depression hitting on Friday?
Yeah, United Airlines are giving travel waivers out for people that have trips the Gulf Coast through Sunday because Barry's going to be moving west through the Gulf of Mexico.
You did give without taking.
I sent you away. Southwest Airlines are doing travel waivers as well through Saturday for flights to Panama City, Pensacola. Anyway, there's a travel advisory, and a lot of the airlines are flexible with flights, but we're
driving.
Yes.
Courtney's just delighting in this for some reason.
No, I'm doing it because I had him put all these Barry Manilow songs in.
Ready to take the love of my life
with you.
It really is. The neighbors are going to complain about that.
Sorry.
We weren't allowed to have a speaker out here. We don't need a speaker when Jen's here.
Yeah, so we're driving down to Memphis today and spending the night at the Peabody Hotel.
Nice. Are you going to do the duck tour?
Yeah. We're leaving so we can see the ducks at 5 o'clock.
Cool.
They walk into the fountain. It's a thing.
Can I give you a quick tip if you have a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Check on this. At the Memphis Zoo, you can actually go feed the giraffes.
Ooh.
Can I give you a quick tip on the ducks thing?
Yeah.
Lower your expectations.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all right.
Listen, there's a tropical storm. It might be the most exciting thing on our trip with Tropical Storm Barry heading our way.
If you get to feed them, it will be
a true blue spectacle. We've got these all morning for you, Jen.
You know what? I think I'm putting together a Barry Manilow playlist for everyone to listen to on the drive down.
That's not a vacation.
That's not true. Barry makes people happy, except for the storm.
I already said, with 19 kids, it's not a vacation, it's a trip.
Oh, my God. You have a house that sleeps
50 people.
Oh, that's... It just sounds... Not everyone vacations well together.
Yeah.
We've done this. This is our fourth time doing it.
There are people that bother you, though, aren't there?
No.
Lie.
That's not right.
Yeah.
All right. So our weather today, your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather, mostly sunny today with a high of 88 and less humidity. So that's good news. Tomorrow in the 90s as well. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right. We had visits a little while ago from Angie and Stacy May, who both came by here, and they were both headed out toward where we had that problem on westbound 70. The problem was an overnight accident.
Yeah. I'm holding out for a donut that tastes just right. It's gotta be fresh and it's gotta be warm and it's gotta be worth every
my gosh. Stop number one, brought to you by American Eagle Credit Union on our Diner and Donut Tour. Donut driving on route, whatever you call it, 66. Donut, whatever you, however you spell it. We have so
it
many people.
It doesn't make a difference in the way you say
it. No, I know it doesn't.
Donut.
I've been trying to put this picture up on Instagram since we started, but there have been like nonstop parade of people. So we have to thank all the early morning risers, Angie, Evan, Karen, Melissa, who were here right at 6 o'clock. And like Courtney said a little while ago, we are going to be out of these t-shirts, I would say, before 7.
Yeah, I would too.
I thought you were saying, like, we're going to take our t-shirts off. We're going to be out of these t-shirts by 7. Things are getting crazy. Stop by.
Tony, Stacy, Stacy May, Jose, Randy, Vic, Jonelle, Kathy, I mean, we didn't even mention half the people who have been here this morning, so thank you. Come down, get some apple fritters, because these things are the size of your head, and they look amazing.
All right, and Kevin is going to be tasting donuts at each stop.
Yeah.
The fritters are the size of Kevin's head, to be fair. I don't want people to come down and think.
That is a giant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
You've
right.
only been on the show for a year. You think it's okay to make fun of Kevin's head?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
I do too.
After the roast, yes.
Yes,
Now, if my Nick came down here.
Oh, my God.
That's a double fritter head.
A $45 fritter.
Got a large cranium. All right, so I'm really going to address this to Jen, because your parents are on social media, right? They're on Facebook.
My mom is.
Oh, the only reason I bring this up is because, like, my mom is not, but there are some parents that are and want to be involved. And one of my favorite stories about your parents is when they came to town, and your dad...
When Finn was born.
When Finn was born, they stayed at your place for like 2 weeks and wiped out all your Olympic coverage, maybe?
No.
Or Cardinals World Series.
No. It was even worse.
Your wedding.
It was Parks and Rec, which had just started. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm going to wait to watch it while I'm on maternity leave. Parks and Rec, the final 7 episodes of Lost.
Uh-huh.
And what my dad did was he accidentally hit record on SportsCenter. So it recorded for 36 hours straight, because it's like, do you want to record every episode? And he apparently hit yes. And he also recorded 17 episodes of Becker. and all of that, like, wiped out my whole entire DVR at the time.
But those are the wonderful stories about
yeah, right.
parents. Like,
right.
those aren't the best. That's all great.
It's like hapless, but you expect it because, you know, there's the stereotype that your parents aren't great with technology, and that it's true. That's why it's a stereotype.
All right. So, and what about you, Tim? Your parents on social media at all?
My dad is not. My mom dabbles. She has an Instagram she's pretty proud of, and she avoids Twitter.
Okay, because this is more for baby boomers, things that bug millennials about boomers being on social media.
Oh, geez.
Okay, but one of them is very funny, because I know someone that does this. So one of them is responding with irrelevant comments. I don't think that's annoying at all. I think it's delightful.
I
like,
do too.
Are you coming to the barbecue? Like, you put something up and then they write, are you coming over for the barbecue?
Right. And instead
it doesn't have anything to do with
yes.
that.
Right.
So what?
Well, and sometimes instead of writing it in the comments of a picture or something, they actually post it as their status.
Yes.
My mom wishes everybody a happy birthday on her own page. I love it.
But this one is so true, and I've seen a lot of my mom's friends that are on social media do this. All of their comments are in all capital letters.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
they're shouting
oh, yeah.
at you.
And maybe no punctuation.
No punctuation. All caps, and they're yelling. And my mom's friend, Patty, it always says the sweetest things, but it's like she's yelling.
Yeah, it's very aggressive.
You're a wonderful person.
And then it was something like messing up things. Like, it used to be people were doing dot, 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 but then someone introduced the 3 commas instead, and it spread like wildfire. I have not seen the 3 commas.
I have seen it a few times,
you
I
have?
Think. Yeah, and I just thought, like, someone pressed the wrong button.
Listen, you got to appreciate that. Those are the gems.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite person to follow is my mom's friend, Patty, because she's Love you so much.
That's a great sweater.
You have the cutest family.
My friend Josh one time was like, who's this Liz that comments on all of your stuff? And I'm like, that's my Aunt Liz. She's 80. And he's like, oh, okay. I get. Oh, oh yeah.
She, Liz bothered
him. He was going to like have a comment. And I'm like, back off Aunt Liz.
You got a lot of schmig coming
up. Oh, my gosh. So much stuff. We have a surprise wedding that's been kept under wraps for months. By the way, cougar alert. We also have a sad passing of a famous Willy Wonka character and a funny Chris Hemsworth story. I like that even though he makes millions and millions of dollars, his wife still gets mad at him about stuff like this. It's coming up in Schmig at 8:35.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. All right, let's start with some local Schmig. Santana in town tonight. Santana and who else?
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. Oh my God, how could I forget? Doobie Brothers.
Dude, I don't, what are their songs? The Doobie
Brothers. Whoa.
Michael McDonald.
John and Grove. Yeah,
Listen to the music.
Yeah.
Long Train Running.
Right?
They got some more.
I know they do. Michael, he's on every song from the 70s. So you're always like, is that the Doobie Brothers?
Right.
Nope, he's just guest vocalist.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, Hootie and Bare Naked Ladies. Hootie and all of the Blowfish.
Yeah.
So, yes. Sad story. Denise Nickerson. You don't recognize her name, probably. She's not a household name, but she played Violet Beauregard in Willy Wonka, the Gene Wilder version. She died at the age of 62. She's the one that chews the gum.
Yeah.
You're turning Violet. She apparently, according to her kids, got into her medicines and took as much as she could.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And this is after suffering a stroke last year. And she was on life support.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
I know. Isn't it crazy? All those people from Willy Wonka are in our memories forever, and it's the one part they did. Mm-hmm. Everyone besides Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm. And my kids were just watching the Johnny Depp version.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My kids were just watching the Johnny Depp version, and honestly, yeah, I get that Tim Burton wanted to remake it in his own way, but why you touched that movie?
Right.
Johnny Depp plays a creepy Willy Wonka.
But Gene Wilder was mean and creepy.
Yeah, but he created an iconic difference.
No, yeah. He was great.
Yes.
I'm not saying
but you're
anything.
Right. You're right.
But he scared me.
Yep.
He did?
Oh, Willie or Gene Wilder?
He didn't scare me.
He was mean.
He was, yeah. Until the end.
Until the end. Then you realized why he was.
Spoiler alert. Heidi Klum and her man secretly married back in February. They started dating in early 2008, got engaged in December, and then got married. His name is Tom Cowlitz. Here's the deal. She's 45. He's 29.
Leia. Very happy for them.
She looks 29.
Yeah.
She does.
It's ridiculous. Jeez.
Chris Hemsworth, I love this. Because stars, they're just like us. He had a sunburn, and he was going through his wife's beauty products and found this one that he applied to his shoulders. His shoulders. So he lathered him up. And he didn't realize how expensive La Mer is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $400 for a 2-ounce container of it or something crazy.
Somebody
like that.
Somebody gave me a jar of it.
Seriously?
One time.
Seriously?
It's real greasy.
Well, it's like a miracle cream, apparently.
Look at me, Jen.
His shoulders.
Did you use it?
I did.
His shoulders look great, but his wife got really angry.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I think they could afford some more.
Right.
But I like that he's Chris Hemsworth, and he's still getting grief from his wife over, burning through her $400 La Mer, even though he could probably own the company. Okay, Stranger Things. Who on the show has finished it?
Finished it.
I have one episode left.
Okay, Mike, the engineer, has finished it.
And I hear there's tears, and I'm very worried about...
Come on.
No.
Sad. Stop.
No, don't...
Stop. Please stop. Don't say anything more. But I'm going to give you a little... It's not really a spoiler, but it's a cool...
Don't say anything more, but I'm going to spoil
it. It's a little Easter egg for you, okay? If you watched Queer Eye on Netflix and you saw season 2, there's this guy William Monken and his fiance Shannon, they show up in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, I won't know who they are because I don't watch that show. But if you watch Queer Eye and then watch it, you're like, that's the guy from Queer Eye.
So he's in the premiere episode. He plays one of the editors of the newspaper. And then episode two, they're on a date together at a restaurant. And at one point, his fiance turns around and you get, people caught a screenshot of it and they're freaking out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant, yeah, where Harvard
is. La, 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 la.
Okay, that's nothing.
Right.
There's nothing that he said.
He's eating bread.
It's my fault. What? It's my fault that I have not.
He's at a restaurant.
On a Tuesday?
Seen any of it. And then this is pretty awesome. Okay, David Bowie, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Space Oddity, how is that possible? Mattel is releasing a David Bowie-inspired Barbie. And you have to see this. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
What do you mean?
Barbie is Ziggy Stardust.
I just don't... Why? I don't understand it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Who's buying this, I think, is what Courtney means.
Bowie fans.
Right.
Are they the same as Barbie fans? I don't get it. It's not like they do this all the time
right.
for legendary albums.
Maybe they should.
I just don't.
Maybe this is the start of something.
I mean, they're used to. I can remember the Michael Jackson doll. I remember the New Kids had a doll,
not a Barbie.
But not.
They said they're two pop culture icons, and that's why they decided to do it.
Should there be Big Mac Barbies? So that's a pop culture icon.
Bobby.
I don't know. I mean, okay. Fine if you're David Bowie. I just don't understand that.
I guess I will return all of your Barbies. More at 8:40, which is what I actually said a few minutes ago. I'm already on vacation.
Yeah,
here's
right.
Lance Hildebrand getting you to work so you can start your weekend.
Yeah, we are working this morning at the Donut Drive-In on Chippewa, a little bit east of Ted Drew's. We've had a lot of nice folks come by like Margaret and Chris and Kathy and Linda and Lynn, who has an 87-mile drive to work from here. She works in St. Elmo, Illinois.
That's like a cabin commute.
Yeah.
That's longer.
Well, it's longer.
Top's Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
Some heavy time spent listening, Lance. Yeah.
And she's a woman in motion.
True.
Yeah, St. Elmo reference.
Yeah. She works at a place that makes wishbone salad dressing and Mrs. Butterworth syrup.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Two of my favorites.
I know. Especially together. Okay. All right, so whether you've got an 87-mile trip to work or something much shorter than that, there are some issues that may get in your way, like coming across the Chain of Rocks Bridge into North County on westbound 270. Looks like they are clearing up this accident there. Got a tweet about it from KD a little while ago.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show stop number one on the Diner and Donut Tour 2019. Just had a bunch of people stop by. I mean, I'm not kidding. When I said we would be out of, well, Jen said the time, 7 a.m. out of t-shirts, we don't have many left.
No.
And what did we have, like 30 or 40
this morning? I
think we had
like 40.
Yeah.
40 oh, my
shirts.
Gosh.
So we had a full bin of shirts.
It's been insane. Patrick and Kathy and Margaret and Vicky came by. Wendy came by and Sherry came by back to back, and I said hello to them. Both breast cancer survivors for more than a decade.
Wow.
Which is what I like to hear.
That's great news.
Yeah. And Sherry works at Build-A-Bear, which I still think is like one of the coolest jobs. I feel like Kevin would be a great fit at Build-A-Bear.
Jen's
I'm not trying,
trying
to get rid of
Kevin.
You. I'm not trying to get rid of you.
You know what else you'd be good at? I don't know. Anything?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, it's weird. I like Kevin. I'd like to keep him here. Kevin, I think you're a great, intern.
Also, our winner of two dozen donuts to the Donut Drive-In stopped by Linda. Her last name is Slama, but it looks like Slama.
Slama.
Linda Slama.
Nice work, Linda.
She came by and got her two dozen donuts. And every week, whatever stop we're going to be at, we will online. You can register to win either two dozen donuts or breakfast for four if it is a diner. So we'd love to see you. We'll be here till 10 a.m. Stop by, get some delicious donuts. Has anyone had a donut yet?
Nope.
No,
but
I've
been
not.
Working on this fritter and it's something else.
Okay. Nobody's had one yet?
No, I'm too busy. We're either on the air or talking to everybody
right.
that's come by.
I brought my flackers, Courtney. Can't eat any of these donuts, so I brought some terrible flaxseed crackers.
Bummer train.
Oh, boy.
And some sauce to go with them.
Uh-huh.
You can say it.
Yeah, it's bitchin' sauce.
Bitchin' sauce.
It's like hummus, but it's made from almonds. It's something I hope you never have to try.
Oh, it sounds actually really good.
It's good, but I mean...
Because I don't like hummus.
You don't?
No, because of because of tahini.
Okay, maybe you'll like this.
Don't like it.
Try some bitchin' sauce.
I'm going to put one on an apple fritter.
No.
I can't believe Kevin. I've already Zantac'd up to preparing for it, but it's been so crazy here. Kevin, you got to get on the stick.
Try a piece of this fritter right now.
Jim wants him to try a fresh hot donut when he has his...
But I do want you to like break off some fritter.
Some fritter?
All right,
I'm waiting to cleanse the palate, to have the palate ready for a fresh, warm donut.
Real quick, Jen is going on a trip where there will be how many children all living in one house? I'm just asking you this because I have something to talk about with children.
19 from the ages of 14, no, that's not right, 12 to 6 months old.
Sounds fun, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Totes.
Also, yeah.
But a lot of parents, did you hear that thing about Missouri schools, too?
What?
That the tourism board wants families to have more of a summer. So the earliest Missouri schools are going to start back is August 23rd, I think.
Kudos.
Wow.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's August 23rd. I heard that it's no more than 14 days before Labor Day. So depending on how the calendar falls.
Yeah, but I mean...
Such a great idea.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, my sister-in-law in Buffalo, they get out of school at the end of June. The end of June. They got out at like June 24th, and they go back after Labor Day. And she was asking me like, kids, what fun stuff do you have for the summer? And I'm like, well, we're going on vacation next week, and then they have 3 weeks of camp, and then they go back to school. We're a month out here.
Yeah. Too much school.
They go back on the 14th.
What's it gonna do for you, kids? Really?
But anyway, there was a... This just reminded me of Jen for some reason. How to keep your kids busy this summer. Here you go. Tim, what do you think about these?
Okay.
Try and get them to do a jump start on the next school year.
What? Oh.
That sounds like my wife. Yeah, we ordered...
Required reading?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
We ordered little workbooks. Reading. And, I mean, hey, okay, it's only 2 or 3 hours a day for these kids, but, I mean, we're pumping out geniuses in the Berghoff household, let me tell you. We're not.
listen.
Stone silence around the table.
Listen, reading retention, it's a real thing. Kids can drop back a few reading levels if they don't read over the summer.
There's no way that's true.
It is. It's
absolutely
true.
They drop back like full grades because they didn't pick up a book for two months? Reading levels.
So they have letters. And let's say your kid's level K. They can drop back to like level G.
Who wants a K kid anyway? It sounds like a nerdy kid to me.
All the teachers are texting and... you know, backing me up here.
But summers are where you learn to drive.
Yes.
When the parents aren't around. learn about fire.
All right, what else is on this list?
What an insight into Courtney growing up.
There was no summer reading.
The driving thing is true, but the fire thing, not.
Some people learn about fire while driving.
I don't have odd jobs and volunteer. Yeah, happy summer, kids.
I did make them do chores. That's just me.
we got foodstuffs coming up next.
Oh, awesome. I'm hungry.
Foodstuffs coming up. It is not National Donut Day, but is another fried treat day. I'll tell you all about that. On Y90.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis.
Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, live on the Diner and Donut Tour. We are at the Donut Drive-In on Chippewa with a whole bunch of people gathered here. No doubt here just for foodstuffs, so you know it's going to be a good one.
Hey, everyone say hi. 1, 2, 3.
Hi!
You don't want to act like we're lying.
That's right.
You know, some people brought
so many people.
Oh, my God.
As far as the eye can see. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. It's right down the street. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're not on Instagram Live right now because there's a lot going on, folks.
And I feel like since we're here at Donut Drive-In, I mean, it makes perfect sense during foodstuffs to try this this bitchin' sauce.
All right, I'll try.
There are kids around, so I didn't want to say it too loud. Flackers with.
I don't know if I can really get a true indication of how good it is because I'm eating it on something that looks.
You can just lick it
like cardboard.
It does. It looks
like a baseball card.
Sticks that have been mashed up together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the thing Courtney needs is bitchin' sauce.
Wow.
<That's rude>. What do you think?
Kind of dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like paper. Some exciting stuff going on the Illinois side of the river that I want to tell you about. First of all, how about this? All-Star Restaurant Week is going on. The Alton All-Star Restaurant Week is going on. Get over there now that some of these businesses have opened for the first time. Get over there and spend some money. It runs through today all the way through Sunday, July 21st. 25 family-owned and operated restaurants throughout Alton, Godfrey, Grafton, Bethalto, and East Alton are showcasing fixed-price specials during the 10-day event. There's different merch and stuff you can get, so get over there. You got
loading
all the
dock
way
part
July
of that.
Loading dock's part of it.
21st to get involved. And I was just going to say, the loading dock grand reopening today. It all starts at 4 p.m. So
yay!
The loading dock over in Grafton. Get over there. Be
yay!
A part of it.
Yay!
Support,
loading
those
dock
businesses.
Loading dock is Kevin's place.
That's right. Say hi to Pete and Gina for me. If you do, well, I was going to say they might give you some nachos.
Don't say that.
Oh, my God. You can't.
They need to be giving nothing away right now.
Yeah,
please
right.
Do it. They might give you some nachos. They've been through enough, Kevin.
I know they have. Yeah. Sorry about that, Pete and Gina.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Guess who's not invited back to the loading dock?
It is National French Fry Day tomorrow. So brace yourself for that. We always talk about this. People's favorite French fries. What do you think? Guys, favorite French fries. What are your favorite French fries?
McDonald's. I heard of McDonald's.
McDonald's is number one, sir. You nailed it. Chick-fil-A, number two.
Oh, they have the waffle fry.
Wendy's at number three. In-N-Out Burger, which we don't have, is four.
Steak
Arby's
and
is
shake
five.
Hot.
I agree with that. Yeah, that's a number. Shake Shack, six. That's pretty good.
Shake Shacks are pretty good. But Wendy's uses, like, the sea salt. Like, they have...
And their skin on theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the natural cut. I dig it. How about this? Anyone interested in this? Spicy taco flavored coffee is a real product that is actually out there.
No. Mm. I'm out.
I would try it once.
They say it's not that bad. One review said,
it's
wow.
Not that bad.
It's dusty.
If you're into tacos and coffee, yeah, it's better than bitchin' sauce, that's for sure. It's from a company called Coffee AM. People said, wow, the aroma hits you, and it actually smelled like tacos. It tastes like tacos. It's a good flavor. Not too in your face.
I don't know that
10.
I want to drink tacos.
Says the girl eating bitchin'
it.
Sauce.
Right.
Like it's
listen,
going out of
I
smile.
Have no
dusty.
Choice.
Dusty is right.
Yeah, there's something. There's some element. I mean, there's some garlic, but there's... It's like garlic and a lot of stuff that came out of my backyard.
Well, your Lance's backyard, though. Delicious. Yes. Keep that in mind. This has been Food Stuffs. On
Y98.
Food stuff!
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Listen, outside at Donut Drive-In, it could not be more perfect. And today we'll see a high in the upper 80s. It looks like low to mid 90s for the weekend, which is perfect pool weather. And we won't see storms until Tuesday or Wednesday. That's when I'm sending Tropical Storm Barry your way. You're welcome. 71 now downtown. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right. We are doing a little better on westbound 270 as you come out of the Granite City area. Trending better there on 270 westbound. We had a crash that was in between Lilac and Bell Fountain Road on westbound 270. Moved out of the way in the last 20 minutes or so. So no longer any lane blockage there. But you are still kind of slow as you roll up toward the Mississippi.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Hit the jingle, Kevin.
Oh, sorry, I'm not ready.
Kevin, hit the jingle. And...
The jingle.
Oh, it's D&D. Diners and donuts. D&D. So good you'll go nuts. D&D. And now you know. D&D. With the Courtney and Company.
On our Diner and Donut Tour 2019, we are at the legendary Route 66 Donut Drive-In. on Chippewa.
We even talked about Courtney going down the street to Ted Drew's a little bit later on this morning, but they don't open until 11, and she said, I'm not waiting that long.
No,
I've waited my whole life. Why not wait a little bit longer?
And I used to work, like, my first radio job is maybe a mile away from
Ted
Drew's.
I can't believe. I mean, she's had Ted Drew's frozen custard when it, like, comes into the station or whatever, but she's never gone and had a concrete and have them turn it upside down. I'm shocked.
They do that at Dairy Queen.
Stop
they're
it.
Up, they're turning their blizzards upside down. I feel like I'm still getting it. Well, you've never been to Dairy Haven in Caseyville.
I've driven by it.
That's legendary in my area.
Yeah, everybody's always talking about Dairy Haven.
They really are. In Illinois, the twist cone is big. Mm. All right, listen, we have a ton of people just staring at us like we're crazy. At least say hi. Hey or something. But a lot of people have stopped by. I want to say congratulations to 12-year-old Emily Martin from Freeburg because she made the All-Star game for fast pitch softball District 19. The game.
Congratulations!
All right, Emily. Awesome.
Her dad is very proud and it's very sweet.
Her mom. That feels like there's room for improvement. I also have to thank some girls who are headed to SLU camp. SLU does a ton of cool camps. They do soccer camp and basketball camp. They also have a cooking camp. And Amelia, Moira, and Olivia are all going there. They're sisters and a cousin, and they're all going to cooking, the last day of cooking camp. And their mom, Wendy, stopped by. I have to thank, there have been so many people who are breast cancer survivors who've come by this morning. I just met two more. And Jeff came by. And he...
Jen's going to cry. I'm just letting you all know.
Here it comes.
Because she told me that Jeff said the sweetest thing to her.
So he said he has this prayer group. And that when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, he and this whole group started praying for me. And they're all across the country. They email each other. It's like an email prayer group. And he started praying for me. And all these people from all around the country started listening to Y98 online to listen to all of us. And they all joke, they call me his imaginary friend because we had never met. And so he doesn't live too far from Donut Drive-In. And this morning, a bunch of his family, they're like, well, are you going to go visit? Are you going to go meet your imaginary friend? So he said he's been praying for me this whole time.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And
you're
said,
making me cry a little bit, and I have black heart.
I think that those are the flackers from earlier.
Yeah, that's the flax seeds coming back up.
But we thank
so thanks to Jeff.
Thank you to everyone that's coming by, and thank you to American Eagle Credit Union. They'll be here a little later because I wonder if Eddie the Eagle's going to be stopping by.
Oh, yeah.
I think today's a good day to don a mascot costume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they'll be coming by later with tons of like little tchotchkes for the kids. But right now, if you are listening, it is time to win tickets to Courtney and Company Day Off at the Ballpark next Wednesday. Day game, 12:15 at Busch Stadium, and we have your tickets right now. If you haven't bought them yet, there's a limited number left, and they're only $20 for a t-shirt, a ticket, and a drink voucher, and you can get those at y98.com/cardinals. But right now, our final winner, or maybe not, we might have something special on Monday morning at 7:20 to give away. But right now, caller 18 at 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898. Caller 18, you're the winner.
On Y98.
St. Louis.
Live.
FM.
There's the song. Nice to meet you where you
been. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show broadcasting live from the Donut Drive-In in South St. Louis City off of Chippewa. Congratulations to Penny from St. Peter's.
Yay, Penny!
Penny has a pair of tickets to Courtney and Company Day Off at the Ballpark, and she's our last winner. But there's something very exciting that we'll be doing Monday morning at 7:20. We'll tell you about that in 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Is she our last winner?
Nope. We have one more that's a big one.
And you're going to win something else that's big.
It's huge. It's
huge.
It's really large.
So all big right. The authorities have to respond.
Right. Yeah, I know. Okay. They're shutting it quick before they shut it down.
Hey, Pat, back at the station. Here's your cue.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Bogus.
That's right. Thank you, Frankie. With an assist from Pat, it's Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convy. You guys know the deal. I'm going to make a statement. You guys are going to say whether you think it is Bonafide, true, or Bogus, false. Sound good?
I love it.
Yeah. Your topic today, I feel like we've talked about it a lot on this show, especially with the new Stranger Things 3 season out, set in the 80s. A lot of nostalgia. So we are going to talk about the 80s, a decade close to many of us. Some of us born in the, I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, shut up. Ageist.
I'm going to make a statement about the 80s, and you're going to tell me if it is.
So, J.A. thing to say.
Bona so basically, you missed the coolest decade, really.
Oh,
he
yeah.
really did. No, he wasn't, he was too young, uh-huh. really, to yeah. appreciate it.
Yes.
The 70s were the coolest decade?
No, the 80s.
Oh, no, I was in it. I had a great. I was in it.
Not really.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Bonafide or bogus. The first commercial U.S. cell phone weighed 2 pounds.
Bonafide.
Bonafide
for
sure.
For sure.
Yeah, it was really heavy.
Yes, bonafide.
Yeah, bonafide. You're right. Pretty heavy, right?
Were you going to say bonafide?
I said bonafide.
Oh, you did? Okay.
In 1983, it finally came to America. The Motor Oil Dynatech 8000X.
The Dynatech.
It had a waiting list of thousands of people long, despite its high price, and it wasn't that great. It offered 30 minutes of talk time, weighed 2 pounds, and came at almost $4,000, which would be $10,000 today.
Oh, my gosh. But revolutionary at the time.
Yeah.
Took 10 hours to charge.
I used to know people that would bring their cordless phone in their car to act like they were talking on their phone.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That they had
yeah.
a phone
yeah.
in their car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
trying to look cool.
Like, yeah.
Yes. It didn't look cool.
Yeah. Good workout, though, with 2 pounds. Bonafide or bogus, 1 billion people tuned in to see Prince Charles and Lady Diana get married. Bonafide or bogus.
Were there a billion?
Billion.
Oh. I mean,
it was a lie. I did.
Yeah,
I did. I watched it.
At 3 a.m., I remember. And then I was interviewed on the news from the zoo when I had my Izod shirt on and I needed to be wearing a bra, but I wasn't at bra age yet.
Oh.
Sorry, what was the question?
I'm going to say bona fide.
I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bogus, but bona fide to Courtney.
Bogus to the wedding.
Bonafide. 1 billion people.
Really?
Royal wedding, celebrity wedding, still huge ratings drivers, but not like that. For example, I don't know why this is the example. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, 10.5 million viewers. I'd like to know what Harry and Meghan was.
What network aired that?
A bunch of them. Up next, Bonafide or bogus. Cabbage Patch dolls so popular that custom agents seized 20,000 counterfeit ones in 1984.
I bet that's true.
Bonafide.
You
that's
couldn't
huge.
Get them.
You couldn't get them, no.
It might be bogus because the number's even bigger, but I'm going to say bonafide.
I'm going to say bonafide,
bonafide.
It's bonafide. You guys are right.
Yeah.
20,000. That's how crazy they
I
were.
Remember my mom, like, showing up, and she didn't have to fight over one, but, like, they had just gotten a shipment in. And they didn't even make it on the shelves. People were like in this frenzy, and she grabbed one because she thought I would want one that looked like me with brown hair and brown eyes. I was like, why doesn't it have blue eyes and brown hair, blonde hair, you know, like a real bratty kid? And she's like,
my friend
secretly like, you don't know what I went to get this Cabbage Patch doll.
My friend is still angry about her Cabbage Patch doll.
Why?
Because her name was like Adele Petunia, and she was unattractive, and her sister got the blonde, cute one, and she's still mad about it to this day.
Bonafide or bogus, you didn't legally have to buckle up until 1981.
I bet it's after
that. I think it's later than that. I'm going to say bogus.
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 You guys are good. It was 1984. You didn't legally have to use your seatbelt until 1984. Seatbelts had to be included in vehicles by law since 1968, but actually using them completely optional until 1984.
It's a wonder we all survived.
I do remember growing up, we had a 67 Buick LeSabre where we had to go to the dealership and buy seatbelts and install them ourselves.
Really?
For the back seat. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing was safe.
You're right.
You were just flying around. Your parents had the windows up, smoking their heaters.
Yeah. Are you questioning our installation abilities? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you too.
Yeah. That's something you want a professional to do.
Yes.
Don't leave it to chance.
And finally,
or a Hildebrand.
Bonafide or bogus, Top Gun, one of the most popular movies of the 80s. Top Gun won an Academy Award.
It probably won something.
For Award. Berlin,
Take My Breath Away. Yes,
bonafide.
Bonafide.
Yeah.
Take My Breath Away.
That's right. Berlin's won best song. It beat some good ones.
Terry Nunn.
Danger Zone.
It made $176 million at the box office.
The song?
Oh. No. And beat Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, and The Empire Strikes Back. And then, yeah, won an Academy Award for Take My Breath Away by Berlin. What
and
a
now,
scene.
Top Gun 2 with John Hamm.
And I didn't think the tunes were all that snappy in Indiana Jones either. Just
right.
No, I'm saying it beat this at the box office.
I'm just saying.
I saw Berlin a few years ago, and she, that Terry Nunn, amazing.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Still got it. This has been Bonafide or Bogus on Y98. Hit the button.
Yeah, traffic with Lance Hildebrand, and then we're about 10 minutes away from that big announcement about Courtney and Company Day at the ballpark and something cool that you can win. But Lance, part of the rush hour, how are the roads? Can you even see with the sun glaring on your computer?
It's a little tough, but let's start in the middle on 6440 eastbound. You got some volume there.
Donut!
Yeah!
I'm holding out for a donut that tastes just right. It's gotta be fresh and it's gotta be warm and it's gotta be worth every bite. I need a donut!
We're live from the donut drive-in on Chippewa. First stop in our Diner and Donut Tour 2019. Lots of people just standing here looking at us.
Hi, everybody!
Everyone includes Shad and Denise and Rasan and Homer.
And teacher Chris, who teaches fourth grade at Sacred Heart. Also her friend Judy. Dana stopped by from BJC. She has a new job starting at Centene next week.
Oh, wow.
So she stopped to get some donuts. She's been there like 9 years to bring to her friends at BJC. Penny from St. Peter's.
Amy stopped by with her girls, Lily and Ella. And
our friends from American Eagle Credit Union are here now.
Yes. Right.
Hanging out. Bring the kids down because they got a bunch of great stuff for the kids. And we really appreciate American Eagle Credit Union for making the Diner and Donut Tour happen.
All right, so here's the deal. We just gave out our last pair of tickets for Courtney and Company Day Off at the Ballpark. By the way, if you want those tickets, there's a cutoff, and there's less than 100 tickets left for that, where you get for $20, they don't give you $20, but for $20, you get a ticket to the game for next Wednesday's day game. You get a drink ticket, and you get a really cool Ferris Bueller-inspired Fredbird t-shirt.
That t-shirt's worth $20, and on top of it, you get to go to the baseball game and get all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a good deal. Get on board.
Y98.com/Cardinals. But here's the deal. So, Monday morning. 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to open the phone lines up, and we're going to take the 98th caller. And we do high caller numbers when there's something big on the line.
Oh, the last pair of tickets to Courtney and Company Day off at the ballpark?
Yes. You get great seats, but...
But
along with those tickets, and even if you've already bought your tickets, you can still be the caller 98 to win these, because with these tickets also comes the first pitch.
You get to throw out the first pitch of your caller 98?
We do. I mean, you do. You do. You get to be the person that goes on the mound along with usually 15 other people.
Right.
They usually have a lot of first pitches, but it's still a once-in-a-lifetime
opportunity.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
And then next year, Tim, you can get your shot at. You need to do it.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to try to be caller 98.
So Monday morning, be listening, 7:20, 98th caller. You win a pair of tickets for the game, the last pair of tickets that we will have to give away. But with that, you get that coveted first pitch at the Cardinals game.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
Stanley
awesome.
Cup and first pitch within like a month's time.
How do we do it, Jen?
How do we do it?
I don't know. We're just very talented. All right, coming up in 4 minutes, People, They Dumb on
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show playing today's best music mix. We have to say hi to Jack, Zuzu, Gio, and Joey for coming out to the Donut Drive-In, the first stop on our Diner and Donut Tour.
Gio.
Great name.
I know.
Yeah, I love it.
I wonder if it's George and they call him Gio.
Gio.
It's no?
J-I-O.
Oh, Giovanni. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Gio.
Very cool. So yeah, they're all cousins and they're starting off this morning at Donut Drive-In. You can join us too. We ran out of t-shirts. We had like 40 t-shirts and we ran out by before 7 a.m.
Yes.
So we're sorry about that, but we'll have 7 more stops next week, the Barn in Crestwood, right on Grant's Trail. And American Eagle is joining us this morning. They're joining us for the whole tour as our sponsor again this summer.
Eddie the Eagle just showed up, pulled up in the American Eagle van.
Hi, Eddie.
There he is.
I now know that he is the mascot of American Eagle Credit Union. Last year, I thought he was the mascot of the first donut place, and then I was surprised when he showed up to stop number two. But American Eagle Credit Union, they have all types of cool things for the kids this morning. They have cool quarter savers. They have little Beanie Baby animals for the kids. And they're also, for adults, doing something fun, too, a drawing for 4 Visa gift cards. So come out before 10 a.m. and sign up for that.
All right, it's time for People is Dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. All right, I don't really have a place for this, but I enjoy the story. This woman is actually the opposite of dumb, but it's a crazy story. So there's a woman in Greenville, South Carolina, and Friday night she was getting into her SUV when a 29-year-old woman ran up and threw a live snake at her.
Holy Moses.
Why? A live black snake because she wanted her car. The woman freaked out, and the snake woman drove off in her SUV.
So she got snake-jacked.
So, of course, when you steal cars, they're famously terrible drivers. She immediately crashed somewhere.
Because she was afraid of the snake in the car.
She threw it at the woman.
She threw it at the woman who owned the car.
Oh, I thought the woman was in the car.
While she's wrestling the snake, she jumps in
okay,
the car.
Okay, there we go. This works. People is dumb. Eventually, she crashed into a car, took off on foot. They caught her. She's been charged. All right. All these people are dumb. What is with the running of the bulls in Spain?
Oh, man.
I don't understand it.
People die and get trampled or impaled every year, and they keep doing
it. The running of the pugs, I enjoy.
It looks exhilarating and exciting.
It doesn't to me.
But the downside, just completely not worth it.
All right, a guy.
Listen, as somebody who's always jumping off cliffs.
Oh, good Lord. All right, so a guy from San Fran was there in Spain doing the running of the bulls. Well, he stopped to do what, do you think?
Take a picture.
Take a selfie.
Yeah.
What? And he was gored.
Oh.
Is gored not the worst?
Pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's a terrible word.
Are people like dying every year?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Dying.
Dying.
No. Okay, I was going to ask, if you're gored, do you survive that, or is that like instant death?
No,
impaling.
No, he's fine. He's in the hospital still. So he's not dead.
How'd the picture turn out?
I wish we had the action shot of that happening. All right, and then this story. For People is Dumb, our final one. So cops in Guthrie, Oklahoma recently, and you just had a big discussion about this on Twitter with a bunch of people and expired tags.
Oh, yeah, temp tags especially.
Mm-hmm. I saw one yesterday. It was a year and a half old.
Yeah.
What?
Do cops just not stop? Again, we're talking about the dealer tags.
Like the paper.
The paper ones are more visible.
I agree.
Right.
Well, no, but the little tag, it's just the color. The cop sees the color.
Yeah, but the little tag, I got pulled over a day after it expired.
Oh, you
like, how dealer tags, how are you not getting pulled over?
Yes.
I literally saw one that was 18 months expired yesterday.
I saw one yesterday from April expired.
Jeez. Okay, well, these people were driving a car that had expired tags. Cops pulled them over because, that was their in to pull them over.
Yeah.
Well, good thing, because here's all the stuff that was wrong with them being in a car. The car was stolen. At least steal a car with tags that are valid. There was a gun in the console.
Yep.
There was an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey next to the gun.
It wasn't theirs, it was somebody else's.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
No.
There was a rattlesnake in the back seat. And
well, to be fair, that's how they got the car.
Right,
they snake-jacked them.
There was also, the grand finale.
Oh, no.
A canister of radioactive uranium.
What? What the?
And they said it was a friend's car, like Jen said.
They always
not
do.
My uranium.
Have you not watched Cops? That's the standard line.
People.
They dumb. All right, your forecast from Ashley Home Store. This is home. 88 the high today, 92 tomorrow. Sunny on Sunday, 94 with a slight chance for rain, but this is perfect pool weather. Enjoy it while you can. Right now, we're in the 70s at Donut Drive-In, right off Route 66 with American Eagle Credit Union and the Courtney & Company Morning Show. And Lance Hildebrand making a special appearance here. He will not be at every stop. Or will you?
I don't know.
You'll have to just come out and
trial run.
We like it. How's it been going so far this morning?
As far as the traffic is concerned?
Just how you're doing with everything.
Okay. He's like, people might not be getting to work appropriately because I don't have time to do all this stuff.
It's been pretty great, but it's cool though, right?
Are you the roads?
No, you.
Me, yeah.
The experience.
Okay. I'm having fun.
Although I did say I'm very warm. I think I've started menopause today.
No one's happier than our engineer, who usually at these things just gets mistaken for Lance the whole time.
Yeah. Are you Lance?
No.
I'm Mike.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm having a great time, and I would much rather be here than I feel really bad for all the folks on 370 because they're really struggling. 370 eastbound, it's going to clog.
Oh, yeah, we're not allowed to sing it when we're on location.
There's right? a delay.
Sorry.
Yeah, right.
I was singing so everyone who is here knew what we were doing.
They really appreciate that.
I don't care.
Kai, we just met little Kai, by the way.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, Jen's leaving on vacation. She goes, yep, back for 3 days and already leaving on vacation. Kai knew.
Yeah, Kai.
You know, work hard in school and you can be like me.
Yeah, the part Courtney's leaving out was when she started telling that story, he kind of put his head down and said, slacker.
Yeah, he really did.
Listen, I was inside getting video of them making the chocolate Long Johns. They have a special Y98 on them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we'll have that up on our Instagram in a little bit.
All right. Friday mornings. You know how it works.
Yeah, we do. They suck. No, they don't. They're
this
fine.
Is pretty great.
This Courtney's, is awesome.
Courtney's warm.
Scoured the internet for single people out there, and Lance is going to offer them up for us.
Single gentleman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Mike, who's 43 and a grad of nearby Bishop DeBerg, an alum from 94, class of 94. Mike says he likes many forms of music from the last 119 years.
Wow.
He likes to grow beards and then shave them.
Nice.
He likes to eat, drink, read, walk, stretch, watch things, and be merry.
Such a big difference. Ooh. I'm glad we diversified the ages recently. The millennials, it's constant winks. It's constantly trying to be too cute. I respect that Mike's just laying it out.
Yeah. Mike, and he stretches, which is good.
Really good. Swipe right?
Yeah, we're in.
Mike also likes to eat.
There we drink. Go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Essential to human survival.
Exactly.
So
he's smart.
You like Mike. I think the next one's a little bit different in attitude.
Okay, yeah, go.
See what you think. This is Vikram. Vikram is 41 and has some affiliation with Washington University. I wasn't too clear. But anyway, Vikram says he is the most eligible bachelor. He is tall, dark, and handsome. The entire package. Satisfaction guaranteed. What class, what grace. That's me.
Wow.
Feminine and girly, fun and flirty, dresses and heels, what style, what elegance, that's you. If you suck at communication, you'll be deleted.
Wow. I like that he has high expectations.
Vikram.
His association with Washu runs the yoga department.
No, that's Bikram. No.
Yeah, that's his brother Bikram.
Pretty good.
I'm still swiping right.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't date a Vikram.
You also can't wear heels. Your feet.
I'm a name judge.
Yeah, right.
You know I am.
You're being a snob
really
about
am.
It. Yeah.
Did anybody think Vikram was a little cocky?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, but I was cool with it.
Okay.
Yeah, but he goes to WashU, you know? I mean, it kind of goes with the territory, right?
Oh, wow. I like people who went to WashU, just so you guys are clear.
No, I'm not saying it's cocky. I mean, it's well-deserved.
Oh, got it.
He says he's the entire package with class and grace. Who says that about themselves?
I don't know. Luann de...
Dallas-ups?
Yep.
Well, you know, elegance is learned.
Money can't buy you class.
That's right. All right, let's move on to Mark, 37 and an RN. Heart, hopeless romantic. Brain, bit skeptical. Body, a little daddish. Kind of like my jokes. Intentions, honorable.
Solid.
Well,
he's solid.
Yeah.
Give him a try.
Yeah, I like Mark.
I like Mark.
All right, Mark.
Okay.
All right.
We see that dad bod.
Yeah. Dustin is 32.
We have that dad bod.
apparently, Jason Momoa has a dad bod.
He got shamed for having a dad bod. Yeah. It's like, what?
Wow.
Jed will get to it in Schmeg, maybe.
Nah.
Okay. Well, if he needs a swim shirt, I got one available.
Is that Aquaman with a swim shirt? Dustin is 32 and, again, has some affiliation with Washington State University. I guess he's an alum. He's a college professor, smart, silly, and a bit of a nerd with top notes of ginger and elderberries.
That's kind of funny. Right. I don't care what else you say. I'm swiping right.
He should really stop there because that was a good line.
The only other thing would be better would be round mouth feel. But that's...
What?
Wow. You ever heard that term?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
Right. I would be too. There's more. Now, should I read it? Because you're kind of into Dustin.
Let's finish.
Sometimes the more info DQs him.
All right.
Okay. The impressive bouquet and velvety texture will excite even the most discerning palates. Pairs well with poultry. I want to know what silly fake last name you're going to give me on your phone.
Myers.
I like him.
I'm in.
Yeah. 4 for 4. Way to go. Entertainment Schmig is up next. We'll talk about some artists coming here this weekend. We'll also talk about how much Robert Downey Jr. made with his back-end points on Avengers Endgame. I'm going to make you do a little math on a Friday. It's up next on
Y98. Nice to meet you.
Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Company morning show. We were on. Sorry.
It's Entertainment Schmig. Brought to you by Club Fitness.
What?
It was Entertainment Schmig.
I know, but there was dead air. I was just trying to help out.
Okay. Some artists.
It's very
busy.
This
is that 840 Schmig you teased 3 hours ago.
It's very, very busy here.
It is.
And yeah. Great. So thank you for everyone for stopping by.
I apologize for being rude over the last 30 minutes or so, but I had to crunch some Schmig stories to bring the high quality back to the radio.
All right, let's get to it.
That's starting now. Tonight, Santana, Doobie Brothers, and then Hootie and Bare Naked Ladies tomorrow night, and maybe the biggest musical story in St. Louis due to overwhelming response, Baby Shark Live is adding a second show in October.
What?
Seriously?
Listen, it's you one their song,
and it's after about 20 seconds, yeah. You get it.
Yeah, but remember what a sucker you were for anything child-related?
I took my kids to Yo Gabba Gabba, but only because Biz Markie was a part of it.
I mean, we took Charlie to everything, and she was too young.
I know. My kids don't even remember that stuff, so have fun with that. Movies out this weekend. The big one is Stuber, starring Dave Bautista as a detective who just gets LASIK surgery. So he has to deputize his Uber driver, Kamail Nanjiani, after his...
It looks fun.
It looks good.
His I hope partner it's good.
Is. Yeah. And speaking of movies, Avengers Endgame. Robert Downey Jr. was paid $20 million for the film.
Not enough. Should have been more.
Well, it is more.
Just wait.
Because ever since he was with Iron Man, he worked out a sweet deal to become Iron Man where he has back-end points. And usually you get a point or two to be in these movies. He has 8% in back-end points. So, if I tell you that Avengers Endgame made $1.2 billion just in the opening weekend worldwide and $2.7 billion total, how much did he make in back-end points?
$75
million. That's total. $55 million.
Oof.
$55 million in just back-end points.
I saw the story.
I knew. Steph, thank you for moving it along.
Sure.
I'm carrying my .08.
That's right. Crazy, right?
Man. Oh, my gosh. 8% of the film is nuts that he gets that much. Speaking of Marvel, they're auctioning off props from canceled Netflix shows.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense because all those shows now are going to go to the Disney thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of Disney Plus, it launches in November, $6.99 a month. And they did a poll. 70% of people said they're willing to pay that. And 20% of people said they'd pay even as much as $20. And that's how they get you. Because if you think when you sign up for $6.99, it's going to stay $6.99 forever.
These people are being asked something and not registering to pay that money. When you're asked, you're throwing your money around like crazy.
Yeah.
Until you have to register and you know what I'm saying?
Right, you're right. Yeah, sure, I'll pay that.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. It's worth it. And then you're like,
$75 million? I'm in.
I know. Or you could just buy the DVDs, one a month, and then you'd be...
Unless they have the original programming.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, are you going to try to buy any of those props? Does that interest you? What would you most want to have?
Gosh, you know what? I can't really think of it. You know, cause I'm trying to think what's...
Luke Cage, Jessica.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
Matt Murdock's Daredevil costume.
That would probably be the best.
That starts at $10,000.
Kingpin's cane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is Kingpin? Somebody
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran's number 6 collaborations project out today. His 4th album, huge guest list, including Justin Bieber. And speaking of Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish posted the most hysterical photo of her in what looks like a sequined dance costume back from when she was like 12. And she's in her bedroom just plastered with Justin Bieber posters.
Wow.
And she said...
It wasn't that long ago.
No, she finally got to collaborate with her childhood idol, Justin Bieber. They re-released Bad Guy with him singing on part of the song. But it's really funny seeing her 12 years old with this like huge awkward tween smile with the Biebs in the background. TV this weekend. There's a movie dropping on Netflix today called Point Blank. And it's starring Anthony Mackie as an ER nurse forced to work with a murder suspect. There's also a few new series, Extreme Engagement. A couple travels for a year to explore other cultures' marriage customs. And there's Blown Away. It's the Nailed It of glass-blowing sculpture challenges.
So nothing's on.
Yeah, my God.
Watch Stranger Things.
Yep.
Celebrity Family Feud with the Rams' Aeneas Williams. They're doing NFL Legends versus NFL All-Stars. And this one's for Tim and for Kevin, because you're both Dolly Parton fans.
There we go.
Yep. I like Dolly.
That's
I
right,
love
yeah.
Dolly, too.
No,
I know,
mean Kevin, though.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and I watch her movies.
Kevin watches her movies. Okay. Tim's been to Dollywood. And Christmas at Dollywood is the Hallmark Channel's new movie celebrating their 10th anniversary of Countdown to Christmas, starring Danica McKellar and with a special guest appearance by... Dolly Parton.
Ooh, new Danica McKellar from
The Wonder,
Wonder Years.
The
Wonder
And online at Y98.com. Courtney's canine clip. Nicole Kidman gets her first dog at the age of 52.
That's crazy.
I know. Kristen Chenoweth talking about the perfect Slurpee since yesterday was 7-Eleven Day. And American Horror Story 1984 showing off their... Yes. Showing off their awesome 80s outfits. Online, Y98.com. That's the Schmig and Lance Hildebrand with the traffic. And then the birthday bet. The culmination. Oh, who will be wearing Lederhosen next week at Busch Stadium? You'll have to wait 10 minutes to find out. It sounds like you'd
somebody
be perfect in that Lederhosen.
Yeah.
No, because the female outfits are big.
It's a little.
It's right. Like St. Pauli girl German outfit.
It's not right.
That I'm a fan.
It is America Horror Story.
Not
right
with
there.
Me. Yeah.
She's going through menopause today.
I think we discussed this already.
How's traffic, Lance?
All right, 370. Still a problem.
I digress.
They're still working this accident. Two vehicles overturned before Elm Newtown on eastbound 370. Lane blockage on the left side. Just a little bit of traffic sneaks by on the right side, single file at the accident site. So if you're going to go 370, which is not a great idea at this point, you'll start to clog up after Spencer heading for Truman. And then there's more slow going past the accident site, like I said, before Elm Newtown. A lot of drivers about...
Y98, it's time for the celebrity birthday bet. Culmination is today, and the loser has to wear Lederhosen next week during Courtney and Company Day Off at the Ballpark and either lip sync or sing Dunkashane, like from Ferris Bueller's. So here are the standings so far. As of yesterday, Kevin is in first place with 16 points. Courtney,
did you hear that, St. Louis? Because you won't hear it often.
Second place with 21 points. Tim, 22 points. Lance, 23 points. It's really a tight race in anyone's game.
Curse you, Giorgio Armani.
So let's start with, the once famous and now infamous Bill Cosby.
Oh, man.
How old?
You see.
You see.
I can't
celebrating his birthday in jail.
This is not easy.
How old? Or is it? We'll see.
Okay. I'm locked.
I'm locked.
Okay. Tim, what'd you have?
I said 81.
81. Lance?
I said 81 as well.
Nice.
81?
I said 83.
83?
I thought he was younger.
Uh-oh.
75?
Ooh, that first place gonna hurt.
Wow. Okay, you're losing ground here. Okay, next up.
Sorry.
No, I'm just moving on. You'll find out at the end. He's 82.
Oh,
nice.
So Lance, Tim, and Courtney each get a point, and Kevin gets a lot.
Oh, this is real close now.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, we're probably like seven. One.
No, I'm the only one that said 83.
Yeah, but they both said 81, so they're a point away. They each got a point,
We're
too.
All, like, really close right now.
All right. Star of that 70s show and Venom in Spider-Man 3. How old is Topher Grace? All right, we'll have Kevin go first since he nailed the last one.
I like that Kevin writes his whole name out. You don't even have to write his name.
It's my thinking way, Courtney.
All right, I'm locked.
Okay.
Locked.
Kevin.
37.
Nope.
Damn.
Courtney.
42.
Okay, Lance.
What?
I said 40.
40? I said 46. I think he's older.
40, 46. He's actually 41.
Ooh.
So you gained some points on that one.
That hurts.
Courtney and Lance each get a point.
Man.
All right.
Because he's best friends with DiCaprio, and DiCaprio's...
He's not that old.
Pushing 50, isn't he?
Oh my God, DiCaprio's like 44. Okay, here's a clue for you. He came in the studio, and when he hugged us, we still smelled like his perfume for days.
Guy Phillips.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. And, how old is Richard Simmons?
And it was a very, very powdery. He used my headphones, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then your headphones didn't lose that for a long time. And he came in with the red tank top and the red and white striped shorts. And he was very bedazzled. But how old is Richard today?
Locked.
I am too, but I'm not sure.
I don't love that.
Not either. I'm locked, but I'm not confident.
Either that or that.
Yeah, I had a range, and I'm trying to kind of narrow it down. And
All right, Lance, what do you think?
I said 73.
I said 74.
No, you didn't.
I said what'd you say? 77.
Kevin?
I said 61.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, he's not that young.
Kevin, he was around in
the 80s. Is he 65?
He was on General Hospital when Luke and Laura were in storyline.
He's 71.
Oh!
You got 10 points on that one. You're really labelling this day. You're labelling the whole day. All right, and this one, really, I'm doing for Courtney because... You're a figure skater, and it's Christy Yamaguchi's birthday. I mean, you were a figure skater.
I wasn't even really that.
That's all right. I'm going to give it to you.
My parents needed something to do with me when my sister was figure skating.
How old is Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi?
All right. I'm in. She's married to Hedekin.
Yeah,
don't
Brett Hedekin.
That's right. Anybody.
Former Blue.
Who?
Oh,
Brett Hedekin.
Well, then now I know.
Yeah, Kevin's like, who?
All right. Are you locked?
I'm locked.
I'm locked.
I have no clue here, so I'm just taking a wild
shot. All right, Courtney.
48.
Oh, no.
She is, in fact...
No way!
48.
What?
Okay, let's get to Lance first.
I said 50.
50, so you got 2 points on that. Tim?
46.
46, you got 2 points on that. How much did you Yamaguchi this, Kevin?
7 points off. I said 41.
She's not younger than I am.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember the Olympics she was in.
She's not Tim's age.
All right.
Kevin made two.
Wait, what did he guess?
41.
41. She's 48.
It's not my age.
It's close to your age.
I was born in the 80s.
Close enough.
Christy
Yamaguchi. If you were doing a birthday bet, you would be closest to 41. All right. Well, we'll tally them up.
Do we need to?
Kevin's done in Lederhosen next Wednesday, and it's going to be awesome. Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic now.
All right.
And... thank you for joining us at Donut Drive-In.
We apologize, St. Louis.
Keep going.
That was her church voice.
Warden Chang. Thank you.
That's good.
Oh my God, you need to do, you know what? You're doing your, you're writing a song set to the tune of Duncan Shane.
Spectacular.
This added to your birthday bet, you fool.
Check out the sparkle.
The sparkle from my son, Roar.
Be careful. I haven't added them up. You might be close enough,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
How are the roads?
I'm just trying to keep the revenue stream going. Hey, northbound on 67 between 94 and the Clark Bridge as you're moving up from West Alton.
Hot mic on Y90. Literally.
Where is he?
No.
It's our engineer.
It's
Hot
Mike.
Oh, of course. Hot Mike that put himself in the shade and the rest of the
I know.
Is on.
I was saying Hot Mike because I have a napkin around my microphone. It's been sitting in the sun and I picked it up and it almost burnt my hand.
All right, let's get to it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off, Jen. I had a good day today, so I'm happy.
Oh,
I
had
did
a
not.
Great day.
But we do want to say happy birthday because celebrity birthday bet went down. We guess celebrity birthdays every week and once a month. We have a bet on the line. The person that comes the furthest has the most points away from the actual celebrity's age. We'll have to do some kind of bet. But one of our good friends and painter of the show, Marvin.
Well, we met Jose this morning. Yeah. He might be the second painter
but
of the show.
But he's actually painted all of our houses.
True. True.
Yeah.
Except for Tim.
Not mine.
Well, you don't have a house.
I'm
Marvin,
oh,
yeah, Marvin the painter. Marvin the painter is 44.
Oh, wow.
He's had some hard living.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow.
I was trying to be nice.
Marvin knows us.
Yeah, he's 62. Yeah.
He knows we're not nice.
Happy birthday to Marvin. Yeah, he calls us up all the time because he can do it an impression of crickets.
Yes.
Yep.
See, he's not nice.
Okay, coming in with 5 points today, adding to her 21 in first place. Ms. Courtney Landrum with 26. Give
Thank
it up.
You.
Nicely done.
You are safe. You are still in the running to becoming America's Next Top Model. With 6 points today, a solid 6 points. And coming in second with 29, Lance Hildebrand.
See, get that Giorgio Armani out of there, and I can play.
Yeah. You're safe. You're safe. Man, with 14 points today. Really got nailed by Bill Cosby.
Wow, Jen.
Jen.
Wow. Okay. Don't come in next week.
Oh, boy.
You'll sleep.
Okay. With 36 points, Tim Convy. But wait.
There's more?
Outscoring everyone from the entire week, almost.
Oh, God.
With 28 points today.
28?
28? Okay, I knew that I blew.
He got nailed by everybody.
Richard Simmons looks fantastic for 71.
Oh, wait, you were the one who got in trouble with Bill Cosby and Richard Simmons and Christy Yamaguchi. You got Yamaguchi'd with 44 points.
Oof.
Kevin the
intern.
You are
kidding me.
Yeah.
So what,
way to go.
What Olympics was Yamaguchi in?
The 88, maybe?
88?
Let's see. What 31 years ago,
I think.
92 is right.
Wow.
That sounds right.
Roared and Shane.
It's going to be
so
good.
Kevin will be wearing lederhosen at Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark at Busch Stadium. And he will also be doing a little Duncan-Shane performance. Speaking of Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark, if you missed our announcement earlier this morning, Monday morning, 7:20, is that right?
That's right.
We're taking the 98th caller to win the final pair of tickets to the Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark.
Nice.
And you also win the first pitch.
What?
You get to throw it out.
Final pair of tickets that we're giving away. There are still tickets for sale, so you can still get them. If you got tickets, get there early to see Kevin, but get involved. There's a few left. Y98.com/Cardinals, $20, lots of great stuff, and it's going
to
be fun.
Throwing out the first pitch at Busch Stadium. You've always wanted to do it. It's something you can't buy, but you can win it with us, Courtney and Company.
Practice this weekend, just in case you win.
We are live from the Donut Drive-In. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show on Y98.
Music, wine, and beer.
I need a donut. I'm holding out for a donut that tastes just right. It's gotta be fresh, and it's gotta be warm, and it's gotta be worth every bite. I need a donut.
All right, we are we're wrapping things up here at the Donut Drive-In, the first stop in our Diners and Donuts Tour 2019. Thank you to everyone that came out. It's been a great morning, and we want to thank Paul, one of the owners of the Donut Drive-In, for having us.
Paul, thanks.
Yes. You're welcome. Enjoyed having you.
Paul, tell us a little bit about the history of the Donut Drive-In.
Well, it's been here since 1953.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Nice having you.
I'm just kidding, Paul. Yeah, 53.
Yeah, anyway, we grew up in the neighborhood and used to come here as kids on an occasional Sunday treat. My brother Jim had another donut shop, Dunkin' Donut, and this came up on the market, and we bought it in 1996 and been running it ever since.
How is it working with family, Paul?
Wonderful.
Well, listen, speaking of family, I was talking to your brother earlier, and he was talking about how he got to go in to his grandson's career day in kindergarten, and I was like, you guys have to hands down be the coolest grandfathers ever.
You won.
Yeah, you totally won. Like, he didn't have to do anything. He's just like, who wants a free donut?
That's right.
Yeah.
Donuts are king.
You know, for years we've wanted to make it here to the Donut Drive-In, but we like to broadcast indoors because of my sweating problem. and it's too small, but we're like, let's make an exception because it's such an historic place. And we've wanted to come here for so many years, and it always tops so many lists of people's favorite donuts. So we decided to put a tent up. Mike, our engineer, so kindly put a tent up for us. So it's been a great morning. And man, you guys get this kind of crowd all the time?
We're usually pretty busy on Fridays, but today's exceptional.
Oh my gosh. This might be the biggest crowd we've ever had at a donut place.
It's the popularity of Kevin.
Right, well.
And totally. People want to see him and see what he's about.
Well, you know, Paul, let's talk about your donuts, by the way. That chocolate Long John is exceptional. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
He still has glaze on his face.
Still, you know.
How are you not getting that?
Somebody get him a napkin.
There's like a million over here.
But of all your donut varieties, what's your favorite?
All of them.
What are the top three, maybe, in terms of popularity?
Oh, probably Long John's glaze. Apple fritters.
Oh, man.
Cinnamon twist.
Oh. And how many are you personally putting down in a week, be honest?
I usually do about a dozen a day.
Do not.
That's why I wanted a 3X t-shirt.
Tim's the same, actually. Dozen a day.
Well, thank you for having us come out here today and
letting us take over
your parking lot. We appreciate it.
And by the way, congratulations on your St. Louis Magazine A-List Award for Best Donut Place.
Thank you.
You were just named Best Donut Shop in the state of Missouri.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Really? Yep.
Yeah, see, I do a little research while I'm here, people.
And you are.
We're live from the Donut Drive-In on
Y98. Y98 is brought to you by
Y98 Weather.
Brought to you by Ashley Home Store, This Is Home. And brought to you by Kevin's son, Jackson Berghoff. Take it away.
Mostly sunny today, high 88. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 92. Mostly sunny on Saturday, high 94.
And right now?
78.
It is.
Yeah,
we have an opening for an intern on the morning show. Are you interested?
Yes or no?
Okay. You gave me this look like I know what you're doing here and I'm not falling for your tricks.
Do you want to join Dad Wednesday at the ballpark on stage?
No.
All right.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, let Tim get his mic back real quick, even though you're much better.
Please. Wow. It's heat stroke. It's heat stroke.
Okay,
don't worry.
Listen, I told you, today I've decided to go through menopause. We've discussed this.
Yeah.
Do we not have the cutest kid listeners?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're awesome.
Ever?
I mean, I don't even know if they listen. I know Matthew doesn't. Matthew came by with his brothers and sister, Evan, Bradley, and Kate. And Matthew doesn't understand why. His mom listens all the time because all we do is laugh.
Yeah.
He's a critic already.
So sorry.
Madeline and Colleen are here, and Lance is Lance Hildebrand's neighbor.
Yeah, they live like four doors down.
And they're the cutest little girls.
Oh, and then Libby came by with her kids, Owen and Eleanor.
We got swim team people here.
Swim team!
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
What's the name of your swim team?
Shrewsbury Sharks, really good year this year for you guys, from what I understand, right? Yeah. rebuilding for a few years, but now here we are going for first place.
But we want to thank everybody that came out to our first Diner and Donut Tour Stop, yes. And it is the Donut Drive-In on Chippewa. Thank
so
you guys.
Much fun.
Thank you to American Eagle Credit Union for being the sponsor once again this year. Thanks to Eddie the Eagle with maybe the toughest job today.
Yeah.
I'm not out there, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be in Crestwood next week at the Barn. And to find out all the dates and when we're going to be in your neighborhood, y98.com/donuts.
Thank you to Mike, our engineer. Thank you to Pat back at the studio. Job well done, both of you.
Mike, you're the best, man. You know I care about you.
Hot Mike!
Okay, Jen is off for vacation.
Bye!
Wait. Hold on. And Jen, we wish you well. And we want to say good luck with Tropical Storm Barry.
As you head into Tropical Storm Barry,
our eyes meet.
Wait for it.
When will I touch you? When will this strong yearning end?
Oh, I thought he said burning there.
Oh, Lance. How dare you?
Strong burning end.
All right, so Jen, have a great time on vacation.
Thank you. Have fun at Courtney and Company Day Off at the ballpark. I'm so bummed that I'm missing it. This vacation was planned like a year in advance. But you guys will have a great time. I can't wait to see a video of Kevin in the Lederhosen. And for everybody that missed it earlier this morning, 7:20 Monday morning. Ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? You can do it if you're caller 98 when the morning show tells you to. And you'll also get a pair of tickets to our Courtney and Company Day Off at the ballpark.
All right, have a great weekend. Stay cool. And Jill Devine is up next. We'll see you Monday morning at 5:30.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.